Welcome to the audio introduction for Letters from Max, written by Sarah Rule and directed by Blanche McIntyre. Performances run until 28th of June, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 2 hours and 10 minutes long with an interval. Access tickets are £14 and £17.50, depending on where you sit. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301 for more information. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of Letters from Max features Serene Saba as Sarah and Eric Sarakian as Max. There is a cellist who features during the show and will be playing live throughout. We have a number of cellists working with us on this production, and details of the individual artist who will be playing the particular performance you attend can be found at the entrance to the studio or from a member of staff. Max Ritvo is an exceptional young man. At just 20 years old, he's a student at Yale, performing in an experimental comedy troupe and writing poetry containing wisdom and insight far beyond his years. Eager to explore writing in all its forms, Max applies to Sarah Rule's playwriting workshop. And in Sarah, he quickly realizes he has found not only a mentor, but a friend. When Max finds out his childhood cancer has returned, the two correspond continually, pursuing an understanding of life and of art and sharing their innermost thoughts with honesty and generosity. Based on their real communications, Letters from Max is a rich mosaic of letters, poetry, music, and dialogue that tests theatre's ability to express the ineffable. You will enter the studio space either by door A or door B. The set is a traverse, with each side mirroring the other. This audio introduction will be from the perspective of door A side. As you enter the studio space, the bank of seating you will be sitting on will be just behind you to your left. The other bank of seating is opposite on the far side. The middle of the auditorium is filled from left to right by a raised black platform. Its surface is highly polished material, which allows the ethereal lighting to play on it as you enter. The walls at the left and right sides of the platform appear dark but are dim mirrors, meaning that throughout the play, the actors' reflections can be caught in them. On the right-hand side is a single, simple formica chair with muted grey-coloured seats. This is where the cellist sits throughout. When the cellist enters, they also bring their cello. Against the left-hand wall, at the near and far corner of the stage, are two more chairs which the actors use. When the actors sit on these with their backs to the wall, they are mirrored in it. Hanging in the middle of the stage is a large sheet of clear perspex. It hangs a metre off the ground, and during the show, the character Max often ducks and slides underneath it. The lighting on the perspex means that when the audience sit down, as they look at the stage, their reflection is just visible in it, appearing like ghosts looking back at them.
Hello, my name is Serene Saba. My pronouns are she, her. I have olive skin. The character I'm playing is the real-life writer Sarah Rule, who is American. She is female, and my character in the script is described as aged 35 to 45. I would say in this production she's nearer the 45 limit. My character's body type or shape, I guess, is my body type or shape, which is strong. I've got strong body type, I guess. Little bit stocky. My hair is dark brown, long, wavy. I have a fringe in everyday life, which I pin back to play Sarah with a black headband. And the rest of my hair is pinned up behind my head. This was so that she could be as open and receptive to the audience as she possibly could be, because my character talks to the audience a lot. My character moves in quite a sustained way. She's quite a considerate and thoughtful, watchful character. So I wouldn't say that there are any sudden movements or any fast movements. She occasionally gets excited and maybe walks a bit faster, but generally it's quite a steady, watchful pace. And again, her clothes reflect her her desire to maybe be a little bit distant and watch from the shadows. So she wears jeans because she's a mother as well. So that's quite a practical item of clothing. Quite stylish black boots because she is a university professor. Blazer, sort of American, sort of neutral mom type blazer. But she wears a red t-shirt underneath the blazer, which signifies her sort of inner depths. She has depths. She feels things deeply, but doesn't necessarily express her feelings in a very deep, outward way. And this is my voice as her. So I will start with the opening lines of the show. Max began as my student. This is how he began his application to get into my playwriting workshop.
Hi, my name is Eric Sarakian, and I'm playing Max. He's a early 20s male character. I have olive skin and a buzz cut, very short haircut. I'm quite short and skinny and small. In the play, I wear black trousers and a low-cut black V-neck t-shirt with brown lace-up boots. And in the first half of the play, I have a blue blazer, a very kind of shiny, bright blue blazer with really flowy fabric. And in the second half of the play, in Act Two, I wear a white hoodie, very white, soft hoodie. And I come on stage without my boots, and I have light purple socks. I would say the physicality for this role is very dynamic. I'm very physically expressive and quick and larger than life in my movements around the stage. Max has a recurrence of his cancer in the story, and as he gets more and more sick, his movement becomes slower, more delicate, more contained. This is the voice that I use in the play, but I can just say my first line anyway. Dear Professor Rule, thanks for reading this application. My name is Max Ritvo.